Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. I'm Craig Maddock. He's Chris Tubbs. And on the Gas Stop Holiday Fan Line, the Pro Bowler, the left tackle for the Minnesota Vikings, Matt Khalil. Matt, welcome back to Sioux Falls.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
We're good.
Doing great. You know, you played in the snow game a couple of weeks ago out there in Baltimore. You're a California guy. How many games have you played in the snow professionally or even in college?
That's my first game. You know, especially playing in Southern California, we don't we barely get snow, let alone weather that's below 30 degrees. So it's a little warmer climate. And what's kind of funny about that is if this year were my first year and I was playing in that game, I would have been freezing. But, I mean, it was about 34 degrees snowing, and it was about, at the time, minus 5 in Minnesota. So it actually really wasn't that cold out there.
So how excited are you to not have to play in the Metrodome and have to play outside for a couple of years before that brand-new stadium?
I'm actually super pumped to play in minus 10, minus 15-degree weather. It's,
wow,
it's going to be awesome.
Well, you know, you guys don't wear any sleeves. You know, you linemen, you tough guys.
That's all right. I think the biggest thing about the cold is I never really get too cold. It's just breathing that cold air kind of gets to you a little bit. And I think we should be all right, though, although the turf is probably going to be like ice out there. But
I know this week you're going to get like mid-50s, upper 50s, but a good chance of rain. So it's going to be maybe a little different for you guys this week with Cincy. By the way, your brother, of course, Ryan, is with Carolina. You guys played against each other back earlier in the season. Did you talk to Ryan a lot during the season?
Yeah, I definitely talked to him a lot, as much as I can. I'm a little jealous this year, I'm not going to lie, because their team's doing so well. So, you know, I'm happy for him. He's earned every bit of success that he has right now, and you know, their team's playing great. But he's always calling me, always being big brother, telling me what I can improve on. And he's not a yes man. He's going to tell it how it is and tell me if I need to get my head straight or need to pick some things up. And you know, same with my dad as well.
By the way, you get Carolina at home again next year. By the way, that schedule is out, so let's hope it's a nice cold day for him as he comes back to Minnesota. By the way, your sister sang the national anthem. She's done that a couple of times. There must be music in your family. Could you sing the national anthem if you had to?
If I had to, if it was an emergency and I had to go out on the field, I would definitely give it a shot. Yeah. Although I don't think it'd be nearly as good as my sister, but yeah, she's an amazing singer. She's got a great talent, and hopefully in the future she has some success with that.
Earlier in the season, it seemed that the offensive line for the Vikings struggled. True or false?
No, that's definitely true. We struggled a bit, but I think as the year's been going on, we've been getting a lot stronger and on the same page. And, you know, when it comes to offensive line and especially offensive line play, you got to be on the same page as all five guys, and all the blocking schemes got to be right. And, you know, the funny thing about offense, if one guy makes a mistake, it pretty much messes up the whole play to get that guy, defender, in the backfield. So we all got to be on the same page. And I think maybe there was some miscommunication earlier in the year between the running backs and the offensive line. And but I think we've definitely cleaned that up and have gotten stronger as the season's gone on.
How frustrating can that be for you guys, Matt? Because you guys were the only line in the division that had everybody coming back. And after the great year that Adrian had last year, to not have that same sort of dominance, was there a sense of frustration that why is it not clicking now when it clicked last year?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, a lot of credit goes to the defenses we played against. You know, it's funny, we're probably one of the only teams that prepare to run against teams that put 8 in the box against us, and that's almost our game plan. We know it's coming, and you know, I think last year is we just did a great job on capitalizing on a lot of open holes and stuff like that, and you know, this year just some things didn't go our way. But you know, I'm happy the way we're playing, like I said right now, and you know, it's just the way it is. We started off slow, and it's kind of the story of our season. Is I think we had something like 8 games with the lead. And 1:30 to go, and we've only won 2 of those. So a lot of it has to do with closing out games, and, you know, it's just the way the NFL goes.
He's Matt Khalil, Vikings Pro Bowl left tackle here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. You know, it's been a rotating quarterback carousel. We all know about that between, you know, Christian to Matt to Josh for a game, then back to Christian and now to Matt. What's the biggest difference when you're playing on the line between Christian Ponder and Matt Castle? Why has it clicked the last few weeks for this offense when it had struggled up till Matt took over?
I think it's about K Castle, you know, making those passes when there are eight in the box, and you know, finding that open receiver and taking advantage of teams trying to stop our run. And I think Matt's awesome in the pocket, the way he steps up and just gets rid of the ball really fast. And as offensive tackle, especially when that quarterback, you know, takes a couple steps, finds his read and throws it, it definitely makes our job a lot easier. So I think you also have that that veteran aspect. You know, he's played for the Patriots, had a great career there, and captain at Kansas City. So, mm-hmm. You know, he's kind of been through everything, and you know, he's definitely a great leader out there.
So when a quarterback holds on to the ball a little bit longer, we look and we're like, oh man, it, you know, the line that they let somebody through for whatever reason. Is that unfair criticism then, when maybe guys hold the ball a little bit too long? Do you guys get an unfair rap then?
I think someone who's kind of watches as a fan and really doesn't, you know, understand the concepts of football, you know, there's some protections where we'll have a quick protection and the quarterback's 1, 2, 3 step. And as an offense line, we know that. And, you know, if he spends a little more time back there and we give up a sack, you know, someone just watching the game would be like, oh, man, that guy got beat. He's terrible and stuff like that. But, you know, a lot of the times that's the case. You know, we get beat as well. You know, I'm not saying we're perfect. But, you know, it's about having a great relationship as an offensive lineman and as a quarterback and knowing where your quarterback's going to be and knowing his habits and how long he's going to hold the football and where he's going to be in the pocket. You know, that's a big part of pass protection.
Hey, Steve Sarkisian is going to be the new coach down there at USC. Was he there when you arrived there back in 08, 07?
Yeah, he was there my first year when we played Penn State in the Rose Bowl. And I don't think he coached in the Rose Bowl because he left earlier that year. That's when he got offered to Washington. But
what's USC going to get? What are they going to get out of him?
We'll see. I mean, he's an awesome recruiter. You know, he knows SC. You know, he loves SC. I mean, that's his dream job. So I'm kind of excited to see what he's going to do, kind of get a fresh guy in there. And, you know, I think he's a great offensive mind, and he's definitely going to get the players to play for him. So I'm excited to see what he's going
to
do.
Anything to beat UCLA. Just do anything to beat them, right?
Yeah, I mean, to lose to UCLA 2 years in a row. I'm undefeated against them, so I mean, my heart's all right coming out of SC, so it's not too bad.
I know the Vikings. You guys kind of now playing the spoiler role. You know, beating Philly, you beat Chicago, you tie Green Bay. You got a chance to do something against Cincy and Detroit. Is this something the Vikings right now are looking at being the spoiler the rest of the way?
I think it's just about finishing the season off strong and making a statement that we can finish games and that we're a great team. You know, like I told you guys, there's just some tough breaks that we didn't have. Baltimore being one of those games, but I think facing three division leaders 3 weeks in a row and having a chance to kind of put a little drama in their season, you know, wouldn't hurt at all. So that's definitely our mindset, is going out there and taking it 1 week at a time and winning these last two games.
Hey, Matt, thanks for the time. Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays. We wish you the best. Stay healthy.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.